Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode on the Tips Raising Chicks podcast. In this episode, we are going to be answering some common questions people have about chickens. Also, some common misconceptions in answering and saying the right answer. What is actually true about chickens? So let's get into that. Hello everyone, so let's get started with some rumors and misconceptions that people have about chickens. Some misconceptions people have about chickens is that all chickens are girls, which is not true, because there's roosters, which are males, and then hens, which are female. Another one is people think that hens can't lay eggs without a rooster, which is not true, because a hen does not need a rooster to lay eggs. They can lay plenty of eggs without a rooster, and they normally lay an egg a day, which some people think. It depends on like the breed as well. So it could be a bigger egg if it's a bigger chicken, or a smaller egg if it's a smaller chicken, and they could lay more if they're bigger as well. Which I have another video all about eggs on this podcast. Some more misconceptions people have are that chickens are loud. Which it could be true, but not as loud as you may think. Roosters are sort of loud, to be honest, because they crow, and they crow a lot. I'll just say that. But hens aren't really that loud. So if people tell you like you can't have chickens because they're loud, they probably are meaning roosters. And you don't need a rooster to lay eggs, for chickens to lay eggs. And the hens do make a little clucking noise when they are about to lay their eggs. It's called an egg song. They do make that, but it's not that loud. They're kind of quiet. So that's another misconception people have. Another common misconception people have about chickens is that they're mean. And the thing is, they can be trained. We trained our chickens to not be mean, to be nice around people. And it starts as a young age. If you train them as a young age, to you can train them to listen to your voice. So if you make a little noise, like, or like make a noise with your mouth, or like chick chick, they can come to you if you start practicing it at a young age. You can also train them to if you hold them frequently at a young age, it trains them to be more friendly, and they are okay with you holding them. So it just depends on how much you spend time with them starting at a very young age. There's also some things people don't realize you need to have in order to have chickens. For example, the chickens may need some place to run around, scratch, and find different foods, and they definitely need to run, but also they need to free range some. You need to make sure if you have free ranging that they are covered, or that you are watching them to make sure they don't get hurt or attacked by different animals like hawks, and you just be very careful if you free range them. And also, they really need the grass to get some good protein in them. And if you are unable to free range them sometimes, you can always offer them like grass or different snacks that can make them have more variety in their foods and maybe have fresher eggs. They love different types of treats. I have an episode about all the different types of treats you can give them, which is really funny. You can give them scrambled eggs. They love scrambled eggs. And that's a great thing to give them, different plants. And always make sure before you give them something new to make sure it's not poisonous, it's not harmful for the chickens. They love vegetables. Just you have to be careful what you give them, and don't give them onions. That can make the eggs taste different. Just make sure you're careful with what that you give them. I might do an episode with different things you can give them as well. That's one thing, and make sure they have plenty of space. They can't be stuck in a coop forever, because they're probably not gonna feel good, and make sure that they're comfortable. And also, another misconception people have is that it's not worth it getting chickens. And to be honest, sometimes it can be worth it, sometimes maybe not. So that is a thing that if you're willing to get chickens, you have to accept all the aspects and the result of what it is. It does take a lot of money, If you have a bunch, it needs a bigger place for them to stay. I mean, there are pros and cons. I have an episode on that. There's pros and cons of getting chickens. You have to do a lot of manual labor and work to make sure they are fed, that their coop and run is clean, and there's a lot to be to consider before getting chickens. But in my opinion, I think it's worth it, because nowadays prices are getting higher, especially in the grocery store and with food. It's a lot of money to buy even a dozen of eggs, so I think each day if they lay a lot of eggs, it's definitely worth it in the long run. Another common thing people believe is that you always have to have the same breed of chickens in the same coop. And that is a common misconception, because you can have as many different breeds of chickens as you want in the same coop. Just make sure they aren't too crowded together, they have space, and you introduce them at a young age. And if you introduce them gradually, a cool thing to do is put a dog cage or a different cage in to let them get to know each other before you fully introduce them to each other. And it's amazing to have all these different types of breeds, because you can have different egg colors and they look so pretty. And to be honest, you can have even different types of birds together with them. I personally haven't tried it yet, but we have had quail and guinea and chicken together. Maybe the quail in a different cage, but like the guineas and chickens. And I've heard that you can have ducks. That's a great thing. Peacocks even. Or turkey. Like, to be honest, all these different types of birds can be together. And they love to be together. And that's a great thing to do. Especially having different breeds of chickens. It's amazing looking at them, how they're so pretty. The eggs are gorgeous. So that's a great thing to do. Alrighty, so that's actually a new part of the segment I'm going to add, and it's where I play a song, an original song about chickens, and it relates to each episode. So this episode is about people believing different common misconceptions about chickens and what you should actually think. So let's get into the song.
People believe many different things. They could think it's not worth it, 'cause chickens are loud and chickens need help. But is that really true? But in reality, try new things, it might take some. Chickens are your friends if you're there until the end. While they're still young, you can train them every day, holding them close, not too close to your face. They can respond to your call if you try to say, chick, chick. Chickens are your friends if you're there until the end.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode on the Tips Raising Chicks podcast. Hope you can listen to more and enjoy. Have a great day. Bye.